Welcome to Chronicles of a Medium. Join me for compelling conversations into true crime, mediumship, and everything in between. I'm your host, Maureen Hashi, psychic medium, intuitive healer. My earliest memories start when I was very young, in an eerie farmhouse situated in a small town of Wyville, Ontario. The floors creaked underfoot, adding the eerie feeling to the old farmhouse. The main floor held many rooms in different directions, it seemed, some hidden and some hard to find. The kitchen was in the center of the house, the hub, really, with a bathroom just off the entrance by the stove, oddly enough, where the spirit of a boy lingered. Tiny white flowers sat on green wallpaper, which seemed to peel slightly from the dampness in the air at the top of the corners of the walls. All the doors had skeleton keys, which I would stuff little pieces of toilet paper inside so spirits couldn't see. Often I'd look out the keyhole and see a set of eyes staring back at me. I'd whirl the door open to see who was there, but there was never anyone there. It always seemed like my mom was just sitting there at the table quietly reading and smoking her cigarette as they did back then, sipping her coffee. The young boy who lived in the bathroom had light brown hair cut short. Sometimes he looked like an old man in a little boy's body, and sometimes he liked to pretend he was old. He would hunch his back and pretend to walk with a cane and rub his lips together as though he had no teeth. I could find him sitting in the tub with his fire trucks. I always just had a sense of knowing that he had drowned. Didn't make sense to me at the time because I was so young. I'm talking 4 or 5, maybe even younger. And yet, as natural as I saw the flashes of his death play out in my child's mind, I couldn't make the connection that he was dead. But there he was, sitting right in front of me, which didn't seem all that confusing at the time, because I never questioned it, because it was natural. He showed me running in a field that had farmer's fencing. You know, with the old railroad ties and sort of wire that drooped down. Slipping through the broken fence as he fell into an icy water, he drowned. His eyes met his brother's gaze, who froze with fear as air bubbles breaking the surface of the water from his open eyes. Life left his body. On this particular day, I was sitting on the toilet, my feet dangling because I was a tiny kid, and I playfully kicked them back and forth, while the boy's energy changed. As though in a trance, he began twisting the tops of the floral-shaped taps, squeaking loudly, the water now full blast splashing over the shallow sink and onto the floor. Then, reaching for the door, in slow motion it began to move, narrowing my view of my mother at her usual spot at the kitchen table. When it suddenly slammed shut and locking, holding it firmly in place, I could hear my mother's quick response, jumping from her chair to find the door locked. "Mina," she called, which was my pet name at the time. Open the door, honey, and let Mummy in. I could see my mother's brilliant blue eyes peeking at me through the door, and the realization hit her that I was on the toilet and I did not shut the door, nor could I lock it because we did not have any of the skeleton keys. They hunted for those keys and hunted for those keys and never did they find them. So you can imagine the panic rising in my mother's voice. Now, sounding frantically, she repeated her request. Open the door right now. She sounded firm and demanding. The boy, who was now standing at the door, looking back at my mother through the keyhole, glancing over his shoulder at me with a devilish smile, causing the hair to stand on the back of my neck straight up. I didn't understand why my mother's concern until this moment, as I'm older, looking back how frightening that must have been for her. So I said to the boy, I don't want to play with you right now. His hands held steadfast on this door and he was not going to open it. My mother began to get very frustrated and the boy laughed, making my stomach churn. My mother, now struck with fear, began to bang loudly on the door, which caused me to become frightful. And I could hear her body weight slamming against the door, trying to force it open, as she shouted, whoever was in there with me to open the door now. She was getting fed up with this spirit. Suddenly bored, the boy vanished and the door crashed open as it hit the side of the tub, causing it to ring. Mom rushed over and turned off the taps. She sat on the edge of the tub until I finished, and continue to do so from that day on. I laugh because, you know, that was pretty freaky as a little kid. Many years after this experience, my mother and I were reminiscing about the experience. I recalled for my mother what he had shown me about his life and passing. And I can recall my mother looking at me in this amazement. There was this long moment of silence as she sat thoughtfully watching me explain the little boy's circumstances. My mother then explained the identity of the young boy was indeed her brother. He wasn't talked about much because he passed away before she was born. And it was a painful memory. He was between 5 or 8 years old at the time. This must have been a very sad, painful experience for my grandmother. I don't think that my grandparents ever fully recovered from the loss. The haunting memory of the experience lingers on in the faces of my aging aunts and uncles as they recall the day. Memories confirmed his personality traits so many years later. They had thought that Nelson, that was his name, was the reincarnated spirit of their beloved grandfather who had passed on. From a young age, Nelson began to pretend he was an old man, often using props that belonged to my great-grandfather. It wasn't only his antics that created this belief, it was also his looks, said to be almost mirror image. One could say a doppelganger. Well, he wasn't often talked about. He's never forgotten. But it leaves you with the question, do you believe in reincarnation? And to this day, I get nervous in the bathroom. And I have rules, not in the bedroom, because don't watch me sleep. And not in the bathroom, because of the fuckery that I experienced at such a young age. I find myself propping things against the door so that it would be difficult for the door to slam shut. Next time you are in the bathroom, be very mindful that you're not alone. And if you are finding yourself in strange company, make sure you tell them to leave. You've been listening to Chronicles of a Medium. I'm your host, Maureen Hashi, psychic medium, intuitive healer. Until next time.